Well, here we are outside Lancaster Castle in Lancaster, Lancashire, of course. Now, behind me is the Great Gatehouse, which was built by Henry, Duke of Lancaster, who's better known to history as King Henry IV. The reason why I thought we'd come here is that Henry never set out to become king at all. He was a cousin of the royal family. He wasn't in the direct line of succession. But he had the misfortune to live in England at the time of King Richard II, one of the most unpleasant men ever to sit on the throne. Richard was corrupt, vindictive, spiteful, and Henry of Lancaster got on the receiving end of the injustices of which King Richard II was capable. He was exiled, all his estates were confiscated. Henry came back and he landed here in northern England, declaring that he was coming back to reclaim the estates that had been unjustly taken from him, launch a legal case against the king, and so on. But so many men flocked to his banner and wanted to support him that in fact he ended up overthrowing King Richard II and becoming king himself. Now, this has got important lessons for today. When you have a regime in which it is impossible to change the people in power, you end up with civil wars, revolutions, rebellions, bloodshed, mayhem, and all sorts of other unpleasant things. Now, here in this country, we've learned those lessons. And over the years, we've developed a constitution which allows for the people in power to be voted out by the people, and in order for there to be smooth transitions from one regime to the next. Over on the continent, they haven't really learned those lessons at all. We know, of course, the French Revolution, the revolutions of 1848, the revolutions that followed the First World War, the dictatorships of the 1930s. And unfortunately, the European Union is continuing to make exactly the same mistakes. Yes, we elect members to the European Parliament, but the European Parliament doesn't really have a lot of power. The power is in the hands of the European Commission, a sort of self-selecting oligarchy where they bring in people who are like themselves, who share their worldview, who want to continue with the policies that have made the European Union what it is. And if we, the people, are unhappy with that and want to get rid of them, there's absolutely nothing we can do. We do not vote for the commissioners, we do not vote for the junior officials within the commission. They all select themselves and keep the power in their own hands. History has proved time and time again that that is a recipe for disaster. It can only lead to violent changes of regime and bloodshed, as Henry, who built this gatehouse here, discovered to his benefit, but to the cost of Richard II. So, when it comes to the referendum on the European Union, I'm going to be voting to leave the European Union because I believe that a democratic constitution and an ability to have a smooth changeover from one prime minister to the next is the best way forward. It leads to stable government, it leads to a prosperous economy, and it will keep us away from the sort of turmoil and upheavals that we're currently seeing in Greece, and sadly, I believe we'll be seeing elsewhere. So come the referendum on the European Union, we should vote out, or we might be caught up in all the sorts of unpleasantness that took place here so many centuries ago.